Okay, I think we've got a lot of wisdom now to share with the room. So, what about that first column, edging someone up from a 1 to a 2 or from a 3 to a 4? What are some of the things that you've been suggesting to one another as opportunities in the next couple of months? Wow, have deeper conversations with them. Yeah, that would help with the second column as well. But yeah, absolutely. So take the deep breath, and how's that going to look like? What are we going to say to each other?
What do you think about
right. Not too deep. Easy now. But yeah, I mean, what about, have you ever had a religious experience? Ooh, that's cool. I mean, the one that goes straight to the heart is kind of, so what do you make of Jesus? You know? Or even just, do you have a faith yourself? That's one I use all the time. Do you have a faith yourself? And then the thing to do is not to then jump on whatever they say next. The thing to do then is actually listen when they describe to you what they actually believe and you know. Don't try to correct them at that point. you actually want to have a conversation. So, yeah, okay. Let's take the deep breath. And you've got those three names, or however many. If we've got time, let's make sure we've got time to pray for some of these people. But yeah, deep breath. And let's have a deeper conversation. What else can we do to get to know them better? Yeah. Go to their play that they're in. Like, you don't want to go to their play, and they've got a. But I tell you, if you've gone to their play, it's odds on they'll come to your thing. Honestly, it really, really is. But yeah, go to the gym. Goodness, that's sacrifice for the Lord, isn't it? Yes. And it can be quite, yeah. And so being less busy wouldn't that be amazing if we could all, you know, let's be less busy. But there's one thing that you could do quite straightforwardly is try not to project busyness quite so much to your friends and those around you. Try not to wear the do not disturb sign on your face that a lot of us wear a lot of the time because we feel so full up with stuff. And try not to project that, you know, you'll run off your feet. Because then your neighbor might actually feel like they can say, ah, how do you raise teenagers? My goodness, what a nightmare. But if you're constantly projecting the busyness that we all have, much more difficult for them to open up to you.
There are quite a lot of people who know just because you happen to be working together or you happen to engage with them because of something that you both do. But then I suppose it's doing something intentional to say, I actually quite want to get to know you. So maybe just inviting them to have lunch or something. But then means you've invested a bit of time with them.
Yeah. And again, deep breath. And hey, I don't think we've ever spent any proper time with one another. Do you have time for a coffee? Do you have time for lunch? Yeah. Why not that?
I think there's quite a lot of neighbours who, in principle, want to get to know each other neighbours. And it wouldn't be, like, I think if I had a barbecue for the street, people probably would come. I've never done it, but I think they probably would.
And they'd thank you for it. And they thank you for being a point of contact for the rest of the street. Yeah.
Planning to be distracted, I guess. I don't think that'd be the detail, but like being a bit more flexible to spin so that you're kind of willing to be distracted by people that you meet on the street or something, actually just have an extra 10
And you know one thing that shows everyone that you're distracted? It's these white things in your ears when you go out. And this is me too. I'm, you know, constantly listening to stuff. But and that's the other thing about going to the gym. If you brave it, go to the gym without your headphones on. Otherwise, you ain't meeting nobody, right? But yeah, actually be open to a conversation. Actually, and let's be intentional about these things. We'll leave some time for ourselves to pray in groups for these people, because I think that would be important. So should we move to the second thing about how are we going to fill this week? 8 days? 9 days? There's one way of filling a week full of stuff, and that's simply to think in terms of social events that are easy invites that will get people through the door. And there's everything in the world to be said for that, right? There's everything in the world to be said for let's get as many people to have some kind of exposure to God's people and maybe some kind of exposure to God's word. So there's everything to be said for scattering the seed as widely as possible and putting on events that have as universal appeal as possible. That's one end of things. The other end of things is that when we get to having these events, you actually want to have some time and space for gospel content such that people can actually contemplate the meaning of life and can actually think about these things with a degree of seriousness. So you could put on, I don't know, some kind of karaoke event, and then get me to speak in between, you know, My Way and I Will Survive. And Glenn, can you weave a gospel presentation out of that? And I would give it a go. I would give that a go. But after people are on their fourth pint, you know, you do wonder, you know, that's the sort of event that would have perhaps more universal appeal depending on who your friends are. But the gospel might not be given space. So you want to build the bridge from both ends. You want something that your friends will come to. And you also want to think about something that will give your friends time and space in an environment that makes sense to consider the claims of Christ. So what I'd love you to do in these same groups is to think of what your friends would come to. And as you're thinking about that, do be thinking at the same time of venue. Do be thinking of, you know, time of day and those sorts of things. But I also want you to be thinking of the other end of the bridge. When we get to the end of that event, what kind of gospel opportunity have you provided for yourself? And I just say this as someone who is sometimes invited into events where, you know, you're upstairs in the Nag's Head between rounds 3 and 4 of the pub quiz, and people are already 3 pints down, and Glenn Scrivener comes. And, okay, if that's early on in the week, that's cool, and that's gotten people through the door, and you can then invite them to things later on in the week. But we need to think about both sides of the bridge, if you catch my drift. So let's think particularly, we start with these three friends, or however many you've written down. Start with them. What is it that they particularly might come to? Brainstorm that, and start to think about, where do you want to get those friends to in those events? Does that make sense? And then we'll feed back, and hopefully we'll have generated a dozen or more event ideas. Wouldn't that be fun? Okay, so let's go into groups for at least the next 10 minutes.
I just add one thing.
Yeah.
The other thing to think about is whether there's other people in the church who might share the same kind of friends or the same kind of event. So it might be that mums who run in the daytime would like to have an event with other mums, or it might be that the Fight Club blokes want to do a blokey type event, or it might be that you like chess a lot, and you know someone else in the church likes chess. So it could be you, but also the things we could do across Grace Church.
Right. Go. So are we generating good ideas? Ideas, anyway. They will become good as we hone them. And maybe the thing to do is there'll be some kind of chess tragic over there, Sam or somebody, who will... want to put on that kind of event, but there might be another chess tragic over here, and perhaps if we connect you even this evening, and you can get thinking tragically about chess. I don't know.
I just asked, who would play a chess tournament if I put one on, like 6 rounds in the summer? We have 3 rounds and then the talk, and 3 rounds. How long would we play that? I know you would, James.
Okay. Ah, yes. Bishops. I mean, I'm going to talk about bishops. yes. Interesting. There. Yes. There's definitely a talk in there, isn't there? Okay. Have you ever experienced anything like this?
I do chess tournaments a lot, but never a Christian one.
Never a Christian one. Okay. And who do we? Are you on like any Facebook groups for chess players in Greenwich or like? Okay, so chess clubs, so check chess clubs, check Facebook groups, check meetup groups, you know, meetup.com. Meetup's really interesting as for all these kind of ideas, because you'll notice that there are already all kinds of events that are happening in Greenwich, with all kinds of people with some weird and wonderful interests. So first of all, go along to some of those things and you know, be a part of those groups. And then, second of all, does that give you ideas for the sorts of things that we can do? Okay, so chess. So we've got the chess posse. All right. Get thinking. What else?
Mm-hmm. Me and Bill have spent in one evening teaching how to decorate biscuits and cakes.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, have you guys done that sort of thing before?
But I'm not going to teach you.
Yeah, great. Mhm. Yeah, great, great. So who would be interested in thinking further about a women's evening to do with pastry. Anyway, I don't know. See, that's a winner. That's a winner. Okay, and I'm sure many people in this room have been to evangelistic events at other churches, perhaps. What's worked well with those sorts of things?
I'm hoping to organise a wine tasting evening on the Thursday night of that week, so it's Independence Day, and it might be a kind of American New World wine theme thing. I don't know if we did it before, it happens a few years. Basically, it's you get a wine expert, it's quite fun if you know anything about wine, and they tell you what you're supposed to taste. And in the middle, you have a talk. And we've got permission to use the Greenwich Fan Museum for it, their orangery, and it seats 30. So it's not a huge thing, but if you've got friends and neighbours who would like a kind of classy kind of wine tasting evening, it'd be great to party with you in that. Come and let me know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And maybe you should be looking down at your list of names right now and thinking, anyone for chess? Anyone for a women's event? Anyone for wine tasting? What else?
I know my friends have come to have some sort of concert or performance with
a biscuit. Some. Yeah, you've got. Yeah, I've noticed. Yeah, yeah. Venue? Good question. Good question. Venue? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a jazz club in Greenwich. I'm sorry if someone's speaking. Sorry. There's a jazz club in Greenwich, and it's very easy to book. The issue will be whether or not Oliver himself will that day at all. I mean, we can speak to him about that. That's a possible venue for it.
There's an issue about whether they would let a talk happen.
Yeah.
What about a spoken word artist? I could pretend. Yeah. Okay, that seemed to have a warm response. I like those kinds of events, I think. I remember one I did in a very bohemian part of Sydney called Newtown, and there's a church there that's right among all the sort of the cafes and the boutique bistros, and under this massive famous tree in a cemetery, we held this kind of spoken word and musical kind of evening, and there was this girl, Jacinta, just came up after us. She says, "That thing that you said about just like love and the stuff," because I was just basically talking about John 17 verse 24, and how do you explain the reaction that people have to music? How do you explain why our hearts thrill to love and laughter and lemon drizzle cake? Is it because we're biological survival machines clinging to an insignificant rock, hurtling through a meaningless universe towards eternal extinction? Or maybe the Jesus thing is true. What do you reckon? And she was just absolutely blown away, and came to church that Sunday and gave her life to the Lord. And I love those kinds of events, actually. Yeah. No. Yeah. 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 It's the best argument against materialism. Music is the best argument against materialism. just play Beethoven's Ninth and go, yeah, see.
One thing we've done the last 3 years is Summer in the Park, and it'd be good to know, rather than just we do it because we have done it. I mean, it was quite fruitful last year, people who ended up coming to church, but you were thinking, do we want to do it again, and who is enthusiastic about bringing people on your list to it? It'd be good to maybe get together a group of people who can really own it, because you think this works for my friends.
Should somebody be writing these down? Maybe. What have we had? We've had chess. We've had baking, wine, concert of some kind, park thing. What else have we had? Anything yet? No. Sort of, yeah. Barbecue. What else? Quiz. Students love a quiz. Students, will students be around? Okay.
Do you also, you two have an idea, which is a small scale thing, just that a couple of families can live together?
Yeah, we're mulling over wine and cheese or evening party or something like that, and just having our neighbours, our common friends.
In homes.
One of our homes, because we're in the same area. Which is not correct, so we're thinking the same place. Yeah.
In homes? Yeah.
And then we were thinking to be more specific about questions that they have, and sort of target a talk. They might come along if they're a little
bit more specific. Yeah, great. Yep. Food.
Why don't you tell people more about that? Because I think that's, we've mentioned it at church before, but I think you and Adrian are the first ones to go, yes, let's do it. What have you done to organise it?
So, we've got Jason inviting people to come along and tell them that you're going to be there. Any questions that they might have. And it won't be necessarily you doing the talk, it will be more of a kind of questions. Which I think our friends especially like.
Great. Yes. Very good.
We didn't discuss this, but it is possible that it's an idea. My wife, who's looking after this session, is a volunteer at the British Museum. And she knows that there are groups who take people around the British Museum and buy them at the British Museum.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
I mean, we've got a museum on our doorstep, which is the National Maritime Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And surprise, surprise, if you take somebody around the National Maritime Museum, for example, to show them how people travelled around the world in ships to take things to them and trade over there, there's also a section in the new galleries at Durham that's about, I forget which Bible Society, Mission Society was there. So I'm sure there's facts that could be shared. But the trick in it is it's all about talking. You know, somebody's telling them how to view artifacts, history, objects, people, from a specific point of view. In the same way you go around the British Museum and have any type of angle. People do the Bible in the British Museum. This is mentioned in the Bible, it's a real object. This is the first time we ever found. The person they said was fiction. Oh, he was real, here's his name, type of thing. The only trouble is it takes a bit of work and research and planning. We've only got 2 months. But
there must be a brilliant Christian history of Greenwich, too, more broadly, not just the museum.
Famous people baptized there, like Henry VIII and Elizabeth I.
Okay.
You could do that.
Yeah.
But you're talking about the observatory and John Harrison.
Yeah, the Christian.
We've got the amazing resource on Greenwich.
Right.
International importance.
Yeah.
But it's not seen through eyes other than materialism.
Yeah, yeah.
And we can build on it. It could be the annual event every year.
It could be, you could do a walking tour on a Saturday. You could advertise it widely, and you would definitely get punters coming. If you would definitely get American tourists, right? But you would get anyone who is searching online. You could spend £4 on Google AdWords and be the top hit for, what's on in Greenwich. Just switch it on the Friday night and guarantee you get like a dozen punters.
But if you did the history of Greenwich starting, let's just say, with Elizabeth I, which is quite a good name.
Yeah.
And relevant.
Yeah.
You could go through various things in Greenwich and end up with Elizabeth II, who is good example.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Give them the Servant Queen book at the end. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Great, because, we're thinking July. We're thinking it'll be glorious weather. Yes, no doubt. Okay. Chess and ultimate frisbee. All right. Okay. How did you take that opportunity? Like, it was
in the university grounds and blast the music and have forwards at wrestling join in. People did.
Okay. Okay.
Some people walked off, but most people stuck
around. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Can I just share, as I said, the thing about talk about history, the talk involved, because it say it's from a Christian view, view of this in the title, we were saying the last, in our view, the last thing we want to do is have a chess thing or a thing and sneak in a talk.
Yeah.
You need people to know what they're coming to.
Yeah.
While the history thing, they can decide at the very beginning. They might play frisbee and then they go, that's all they want.
And
is the danger, isn't it?
It is, the bait and switch thing,
Talking to anybody at work. Why are you hitting on me?
Yeah, Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I think we might get into that tomorrow when we rejoin 3-2-1, whether we're not trying to gain converts by doing this, we're trying to offer Christ in doing this. It's not a breadcrumb trail, and then they find their way into church, like, oh no, I gotcha, you know. It's from fullness we're overflowing out to Greenwich. It's not the bait and then the hook. It's not a breadcrumb trail, it's offering bread, you know. And so we love Ultimate Frisbee, and we love wine, apparently, over here. We really love wine, and we want to share wine and Jesus. We want to share Ultimate Frisbee and Jesus, chess and Jesus. And, you know, in one sense, the shape of that event might look exactly the same if it's bait and switch or if it's offering Christ. But I think people can taste the difference when they come in. And so we just definitely need to make sure that it's because we love Greenwich and love people and love Ultimate Frisbee and love them enough to tell them about Jesus that it's an outward going thing rather than the bait and switch that's trying to gain converts. Okay, hopefully that's sparked lots of thoughts. Is there anything, Andrew, you think we should do this weekend about that list? Or?
Yeah, I mean, probably to make this happen, we need... there's a good idea, but we probably need champions for each thing. Like, yes, I will make the... I will coordinate getting people together to do an Annabelle Biscuit Decoration evening, or I will organise a chess tournament. So I suppose, rather than it now, book it on the spot, but consider the invitation to be the initiative taker that turns one of these from a concept to a reality. We can have a sort of master calendar, but... even if we have three things on a Wednesday night, that's okay. I mean, Glenn can't speak at all three, but we could find people to speak at several events. So there's, the limit is just initiative. So rather than waiting for the church to organise it, think, yeah, that was a good idea, and I'm behind it. I'll put it on, and let's do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks.
Yep.
Just adding that there's potentially budget available for different
things. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Do think big, you know. Don't think it would be a lot of work to do wall to wall walking tours on the final Saturday. I don't know. I think it could be a goer. I don't know. Yeah, just because it's hard. Yeah, let's do hard things. In the 5 minutes before dinner, should we turn back into groups? And you don't need to talk about the people because you've already been talking about the people, so we can just get down to praying, especially for those people that you've named on that list. How do I get closer to them? How might they get closer to Jesus? Let's pray.